This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Victoria Herzeg of the Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. She's an analyst. She's in the Danube River Valley, to be romantic about it, in the summertime. And the Danube is a river that divided civilization called Rome from the savages called the Dacians and the Huns and everyone else who is now dominating the conversation. So we're putting Eurasia on the map by talking about what comes next for the People's Republic of China. And that means we have to check with the sharp end of the stick. That would be the PLA. Yo Xia. Who is that, Vicky?
Yeah, Zhang Youxia is the vice chairman of the People's Military Commission in China. So he's a prominent military figure, and he's now rumored to have gained control over the PLA. And he's also rumored to be making decisions on who is to stay and who is to leave the PLA and the Chinese Communist Party.
There have been a number of names, and you have some of them here in your column, who have been removed from positions of authority at the PLA, the PLA Navy, some of the political officers, I think, as well, overall commanders, military targets, who were nominated and advanced by Xi Jinping in the last 14 years. I recall Xi showing up in different uniforms all the time, and there would be the PLA not swearing allegiance to the party, but swearing allegiance to Xi personally. It didn't make any sense that the people he'd put in, he was removing. So is Zhang Youxia the explanation?
Yes. So we don't need to give credit to any rumor, but this seems credible, mainly because everyone who's been sacked recently and everyone who's been put under investigation recently, they are all known to be close to Xi. They were personally appointed by Xi, and they, most of them, have history with Xi, personal history. Like, Xi kickstarted their careers, so they would be loyal to him, or at least not all of them would leave his side. And these are the people who are being sacked from the party and are being investigated. So Zhang Youxia, the key military vice chairman who we've just mentioned, he's the one who actually makes decisions. So Xi is the chairman of the military commission, but he's not present at votes, at investigations, at all these things leading up to people being sacked from the party and being investigated. So this is why this rumor seems to be credible. Zhang is the one making these decisions, and he's linked to the Youth League faction, the Hu Jintao faction. So he's also known to be opposed to Xi in a certain sense. So it would make sense that he would be the one making these decisions and slowly eroding Xi's power, at least within the PLA, because all these people are being sacked from the PLA. It's concentrated to the PLA, this intense purge.
Since Mao's death, when he stopped being the general secretary, there have been several and always two terms, and then retirement. There's no precedent for third-term retirement. Is that going to require a special decision-making, something confrontational, or will they treat this just as if it was a second-term retirement? Zhang supported Xi for the third term, so Zhang is in a position to say, I supported you, but is that why Zhang's name is important?
Yes, all these things are unprecedented, so there is no method, no blueprint of how this should be done. And yes, Zhang supported Xi, so he can definitely say, we've had enough of you. Yeah. You should retire. But the thing is that the opposition faction, the political opposition faction, and the PLA opposition faction, most likely led by Zhang. They don't seem to agree. Zhang, he doesn't want to become leader. He just wants to see Xi gone.
We'll leave it there because we don't have a payoff yet. We're calling attention to turmoil in the Chinese Communist Party at the very top. Victoria Herzig of Geopolitical Futures.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.